This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois State University men's basketball team had high expectations going into the season. Despite losing four starters from last year's conference championship team, the Redbirds were guardedly optimistic talented transfers and recruits, as well as maturing returning players, would lead to similar success this season. A slew of injuries and academic issues has decimated the anticipated strong lineup. Despite being shorthanded during a strong non-conference schedule, the Redbirds surprised some talented teams. They also underperformed against some weaker teams. Coach Dan Muller tells GLT's John Norton this season has not played out the way he anticipated, though adversity has had some upside.
We got a great group of guys that needed to change some habits of body language or energy level or just understanding what it takes to be successful. I don't think we would have grown as much if we wouldn't have had the schedule. Now, I could have done without the injuries. You know, the two guys that have been out the entire year. I think a couple games would have been different, and I think we still could have faced some adversity. But I like where we are right now. I wish our record was better. I think it could and should be. But I do think that we've grown a ton.
What happened? How did that turn around? Because that's difficult to turn around in a short amount of time, and that seems to have happened.
Well, you can lose confidence. And so we lost at home to Murray State when Phil Fain missed the game for a funeral, which, of course, I was all for and very supportive of. But we played well against a good team without one of our best players, and I think if he's there, you know, we probably win. So I've seen the growth over the last 2 weeks or so. Really, at BYU was disappointing. So we've had some ups and downs. We've shown flash the South Carolina game, Tulsa game, but the inconsistency has gotten us. But we had inconsistent practices throughout a lot of the year. So I think the consistent practice over the last 2 weeks, and really the only way, and I learned this 2 years ago, we had the seventh toughest strength of schedule in the country non-conference. This year we're at number six. We lost confidence that year. And as long as you can hopefully get your team to not lose confidence, you can handle the adversity if there's trust, which our players trust us a lot. We trust them. But you can't do it without trust and confidence, and we've been able to build that and keep that.
Well, let me ask you about you on this season. Your demeanor is always even keel, or at least it has been. You've looked a little more frustrated on the sidelines this year than compared to the past. How have you dealt with this frustration? Have you grown a little bit as a coach?
Oh, I hope I grow every year, absolutely. And I have been frustrated because we've had our highs and our lows have had such variation. You know, as a coach, you want consistency. You want I'm doing my hands right now. I know the radio can't see it, but you don't want peaks and valleys. You want a little arc up and down here and there, a little wave. And I get very frustrated when guys, again, have bad body language and respond to bad calls poorly or improperly, or at least to frustration. I'm big on mindset. And so I've been more frustrated really than the last couple years. But that's what a young, inexperienced team does sometimes, specifically when you have some guys out. I've wanted to sub guys maybe a little more, and I have subbed guys more when they haven't played hard. But when you don't have as much depth, that's harder to do. But I'm getting less frustrated because we're getting more consistent.
Yeah. We're talking with Illinois State University men's basketball coach Dan Muller. I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You mentioned the tough schedule, and this is your philosophy to schedule tough outside the conference. Why is that important to do?
It's three reasons, and it's been the same since I've gotten here. And I have. We've had really good non-conference strength of schedules. And really the years we haven't, and last year's was just okay, it's because the teams we scheduled didn't have the type of years that we thought they would. Okay. It's not because we didn't try. I want our fans to be excited about the games we play at home. I want our team to build toughness through playing good teams. I believe the only way to build true toughness, it's not the only way, but I think it's the best way, is to play hard teams and face adversity. And then third reason is I believe it's important in recruiting. We sell when we recruit players that we're going to play certain types of games, certain types of venues, certain types of tournaments, and I think it's helped us in recruiting. I will continue to do it.
You're recruiting players in general who are long and athletic.
Yeah.
Is that a fair representation of what you're looking at?
We look certainly for long athletes, and yet you've got to have a certain element of skill in there, and so that's where the balance comes in. But yes.
I think you have the audacity that you can compete deep into the NCAA tournament, if not win the NCAA tournament. Am I accurate in my assessment, first of all, that you think
100%.
You can compete deep into the NCAA?
100%. No, I'm realistic, and so some years we don't get there. But I think, I'm starting to get confused with my years here, unfortunately. That's bad. But anyway, I think
you're in year six from what I understand.
Yeah. 3 years ago, the year we got to the championship game against Northern Iowa, a great Wichita State team, and lost to a great Northern Iowa team. We had some injuries, but I thought that team could go far in the NCAA tournament. Deshaun Knight, Devon Akun-Purcell, you know, Deontay Hawkins, Paris Lee, and you know, those guys were sophomores. We had a really good team. The next year we come back and Reggie Lynch transfers, and that was kind of a hole, but we still finished second in the league. And I thought if we could get there, we could go deep. And then, of course, last year I think we could have won multiple games. So, but there's a lot of teams. 64 teams get in, and there's probably 85 teams that legitimately could get to the second weekend if you get in, but you got to get in. This year, I think we can do it, but because we have so much inexperience, I don't know if we're tough enough mentally to get there yet. And I'm a guy who, I tell my team, I believe in you when you show me you can do it. You know, I know what you can do, but until you do it consistently. But we recruit to compete against every school in the country, and I think you have to have certain types of players. Not have to, again, you can win in a lot of different ways. I think the best way for us to do it is to have those long athletes. You develop their skill, put weight on them. And I think we've got that this year once we get healthy.
Illinois State University head men's basketball coach Dan Muller speaking with GLT's John Norton.